It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
MC, how are you going?
Good morning, fellas. I'm well. How are you?
We're good. Now, we haven't mentioned the Dragons yet this morning, but the back page of the paper, there's the Dolphins this week, the Titans, the Raiders, the Roosters, the Dogs, the Tigers. That's their next six games. Does he have six games to save his life? And how many does he have to win? And do Dragons fans, do they go, well, the season's already gone, we may as well just, you know, are we cheering for the Dolphins this week, or we want our team to win?
Hang on a second, Brady.
Well,
hang on a second, that's savage.
Well, I just thought I'd throw it out there.
It's probably a little bit early for Dragons fans to give up on the season, isn't it? I'm not sure. Like,
of course it,
you know,
is.
The city,
of course.
You know, I'm sure there's some people death riding them if they want a change of coach. But, you know, that 6 weeks thing, that draw, I think it could come down to the next 2 weeks. They play the Dolphins and Titans again. And then, you know, if they have a limp performance like we've seen, concede 40 points like we've seen in back-to-back games, I think the screws will be well put on Anthony Griffin after that round six clash against the Titans. And then they get into Raiders, Roosters, Bulldogs, Tigers. So, you know, I think if we're talking the next six games, they've got to win at least half of them to be any chance of progressing past the midpoint of the season.
It's a pretty good run. If your life is depending on you going well over the next 6 weeks, it's not a bad draw.
Michael, in all seriousness, are we saying like, okay, win four, get 3 year or 2 year contract, win three, get sacked? Is that how fine line? Like, is there a clear line between can coach, can't coach? Almost.
I think it's just about the immediacy of the season, Vossi, let alone long term. I think, you know, if they go through a patch now where they're just winning two games, I'm not even talking about next year. I'm talking about the rest of this year. Look, I think it's probably long odds, unless the Dragons go on and win six in a row, that Anthony Griffin will be the coach next year. I just can't see how they can turn it around. The last two performances, their second halves have been inept, and they look like a playing group that clocked off in that second half, and that's very hard to get back if you're the coach.
What a crazy job.
Well, yeah, that's...
It's not a great situation, is it?
Could the Dragons done it any differently, MC? Do you think, could they have massaged this situation any differently? I guess not. They either said to him at the end of last year, Anthony, we're not going to go on with you next year. We need to cut our ties now. They've let him roll around and have an off season, and I guess they're going to give him to the halfway mark to see whether they re-sign him or not. That's, you know.
Yeah.
There's only a couple of ways you can handle it. There's a good way to do it,
Brandy, is there really? And they've been upfront and honest and said, look, you know, we're going to speak to other people. That's not ruling you, Anthony Griffin, out, because, you know, hypothetically, if they went back and goes, well, he's still the best person for the job, well, then he keeps the job. But that's going to be dictated to by wins and stuff. So I actually don't mind what they've done rather than, you know, doing it behind people's backs and everything gets out anyway, or, you know, waiting and, you know, getting to the inevitable decision where they're looking around. And, you know, so I actually don't mind the way they've handled this.
On the text, Michael, Macca has come straight in. Macca the Dragon says, as a Dragons fan, I'm going for the Dolphins this weekend. There you go. So Macca is ready for the change of coach. What an awful predicament. As I said, it's not a nice job being a coach. It's horrible.
No, look, I did say it, but I'm sure there's Dragons fans going, well, I don't know if we want Anthony Griffin for the next. I don't want us to win four out of the six games.
I reckon from the moment they said, the moment they said he's got to reapply for his job next year, he's just poisoned. You know,
the reapplying thing, of course, is a fallacy. It's a fallacy, the reapplying thing. He's not going to be made to reapply for his job. He's not going to sit there and go, oh, you know, here's my resume. Let's go. Let's sit in front of everyone. They know what he's like. So he's formally reapplying or anything like that. He will be reapplying for his performance. They'll know if they want Anthony Griffin or not. He won't be reapplying for his job.
Right.
No. Now, he won't be reapplying, but that I wonder what's coming out of the Dragons, what sort of leaks are coming out of the Dragons for someone to write that story.
Yeah, think about it, guys. How's he going to sit there and reapply for his job? He's not going to.
That doesn't make sense, yes. That does not make sense. Switch over to the new government. There's a new government running New South Wales. Does that put the grand final in danger?
Well, there's definitely going to be some conversations around the grand final, not only the grand final, stadiums as well. I think, you know, Brian Fletcher out at Penrith will speak to the new Labor government. Obviously, there's been a change out at Penrith as well. Stuart Ayres has lost his seat, and he's been instrumental in trying to get that new stadium up at Penrith. So there's going to be some conversations from amongst the clubs and the NRL. The NRL's focus at the moment is around grand final and seeing what the new New South Wales government will stump up, I guess, in terms of cash and commitment for the grand final. And then some clubs will be looking at lobbying the new Labor government for some stadium grants.
All right. Well, he's a Bulldogs fan, isn't he, Chris Minns? We established that yesterday. Chris Minns is a Bulldogs fan. Doesn't mean the Belmore's going to get any coin, does it? He wouldn't be that blatant to do that. But anyway, he's a Bulldogs fan, we're told. Dominic Perrottet was a Tigers fan. Didn't do them much good. Michael, I think you've been very good today. How's things with the baby? Good?
Yep, good. Good. Yep, all good down my end. How are you guys?
Yeah, good summary. Okay, good. Good. We're all good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Peace out. Bye.
Peace out. Yeah, nice. Really solid end of the segment. Michael Carianis from The Telegraph. But, yes, if you want to keep up to date with all the stories on the website today, The Telegraph has them as they break, even before they break. They've got the stories. They've got the breaking stories before they break. That's how good the team is at The Telegraph. We're going to check in with sports bet prices in a moment. Maybe we need a market, unofficial market. Griffin, Gutho. Swali'i, all those issues with betting prices. But as we go to a break, this one from Adam, he says, I'm a Rooster supporter, but I'll find it very difficult to support Joey Swali'i this year and next year. I kind of agree with what Gus said.
Augustus.
Why are we bothering to develop him for rugby union? So that's from a Roosters fan. Some heart-to-hearts from club fans today, Dragons fans, Roosters fans, Eels fans. Good to hear from you on the text and the open line. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, broadcasting from SEN Studios, 1170 AM Sydney. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.